missed anything you want to add here?
No, the only thing is, maybe Katrina, and that's something, say, we discussed last week, we've received five, say, there was a call for volunteers, and we received five new, well, say the names of five new volunteers that are waiting what is happening with Nelson. Yeah, go ahead.
We have seven volunteers.
Seven? Oh.
We have six I sent last week, and we have one more. It's David McCauley from .fd.
Oh.
So he also volunteered. So we have seven in total.
Okay, and I think we, but that's something we discussed last week. If you send them to the ask for appointment, then they can participate as soon as possible.
I will do that. Okay, we can. Yeah, right.
Yeah, we take it offline, but.
So that's an update about working group members, and so it looks like we've moved to the discussion. Hopefully, Margarita, Daniel can join us later. So first, a week ago we had a very fruitful, let's say, discussion on several issues we identified during the work on the, rewriting the guidelines. And today I sent a new version. Let's say it's a model guideline at the moment. It's an example to follow for other guidelines. It's a guideline, CCNSO working groups. There's still one new thing from last Monday. It's about the resolution of... conflict resolution. In this paragraph section, actually, Bart included a reference to ICANN's expected standards of behavior. So he doesn't feel very comfortable about including this reference, but that's the only document about the behavior we have at the moment. So we decided to discuss it today. So first, Bart, maybe you can brief the group about the idea of conflict resolution and also this ICANN standard.
Yes. So, Eduardo, say what you may have noted or heard is that now and then the council receives.
Sorry, Bart. Can you share maybe the.
Yeah, I've asked Christina to do it
because
she would upload them.
I've uploaded them. I'm just not sure which one to pick, so I don't know, Bart, if you can pick them from the recently shared.
Yes, just a few minutes ago.
They're all there on the recently shared.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah. This is the one. It's coming. There you are.
We are to work on the guideline about CCNSO working groups?
Yes, that's what we're discussing right now, Eduardo.
Okay.
And we'll run through it, but there is one section that is membership and the conflict resolution part. And this is what Katrina alluded to. Maybe it can increase the size. I'll make it scrollable for all. Increase the size. Can you read it?
I have it now, just in front of me.
Yeah. Okay. It's so. What is happening? What you may have heard, and I know Leslie and. Hello, who just joined?
Margarita.
Hi, Margarita.
Hello.
Margarita, we're looking into the CCNSO or guidelines CCNSO working groups, and in particular
okay.
to and in particular to the section around conflict resolution. And I was just going to explain why it's included and say some of the concerns I at least have, and which Katrina asked me to allude to. So if you look at conflict resolution, the council receives complaints around either the way co-chairs behave or members behave. And to date, there is no way for the council to deal with it other than talk, but there is no formal process for it. So that was one of the reasons for, say, after last week's discussion, to include something around conflict resolution in the guidelines on CCNSO working groups. So that's the first bit. The second bit, in order to make it work, you need something as a kind of set of principles or behavior against which to assess whether somebody or a co-chair or somebody else or a member or participant misbehaves. And to date, the CCNSO and the CCTLD community at large has not evolved or developed any set of standards of behavior. So, and I think in other communities, people refer a lot to the ICANN standards of behavior. But some say parts of it make sense, part of them make less sense. So I've included the set as a reference in the draft. But I don't know whether, at least at this point, you as committee feel comfortable with it, and whether, in future, it will work for the CCTLD community at large or the CCNSO as such. Say, there is an alternative, and that was used some time back, but it's a very soft, it's very soft language. It is, it's in the CCTLD community email list, and that's about, the standard there is if somebody, infringes on the harmony of the community or of the list. That's even stronger or softer. That makes it very difficult. So that's the bit about conflict resolution. That was developed after last week's discussion with Leslie and Katrina, and it is included to address some issues that have been raised to the level of the CCNSO Council, and to provide the CCNSO Council with a mechanism to deal with these issues. That's all. Katrina, you want me to say anything more?
No. Thank you very much, Bart. Are there any comments from the group?
I've been seeing, I read these new proposals from the resolution. I also see the reference made by Bart of the standard behavior, which is really easy to accomplish for every single member who really wants to participate in good willing. So I totally agree to include these as a procedure within our working groups rules at the CCNSO.
Okay, thank you, Eduardo. Leslie, you have your hands.
I did, thank you. I'm not comfortable with this, probably for the similar sort of reasons that Bart's not entirely comfortable either, though we haven't asked you why, Bart. The root of my discomfort is that as the CCNSO, we haven't subscribed, although we are covered, I know, by the behavior standards. And also we haven't discussed to what extent they apply to the working groups. And in a way, by including them in this way, that shortcuts that conversation, and I'd be more comfortable in including them if we'd already had that dialogue with the CCNSO and certainly the CCNSO Council. So I guess I'm not happy with that text as it currently stands because it incorporates those standards. Not all of them apply, as you say, Bart, and not all of them fit very well with how we've been working thus far. And I guess as a practical suggestion, what I would suggest is that we could think about would be maybe not calling this section conflict resolution for a start, because actually what we're talking about is standards of behaviour, as opposed to assuming there is a conflict. And I would just suggest we do some text along the lines that, you know, we would expect everybody to participate professionally and with high standards. And if there is a complaint about a working group member, that should be made to the chair. And if it's a complaint about the chair, then that should be made to the CCNSO chair. And that they will consider the complaint and discuss it with the person who's complained about before coming to a decision, or something along those lines. I think if we are to include the standards of behaviour, then we ought to have a much bigger conversation around that with both the council and the members, if we're minded to do that, would be my view.
Okay, thank you, Leslie. So, Margarita, what do you think? Margarita is probably driving.
Yes. Yes. well, my uncomfortability is related to how to define misbehave or behave. That's the hard part. Because normally... you have, in order to define, you need the context. And the cultural context, for example, is something that we don't know in terms of this mixture of people that we have in the council and, well, and the CCNSO. It's quite different. So that's the hard part.
Okay, thank you, Eduardo.
Well, thank you, Katrina. Okay, as I understand, all of we agree in general terms to have something on the guideline to express or to indicate what to do in cases that we have one working group member that is not working professionally or is not working with some principles that we have to discuss, of course. And then we need to have also some specific mechanisms in order to restrict or to restrict the participation of this member that is not working with the guideline of the working group or who was not, or to invite him to come to work with these guidelines. And probably the second thing that I see is for whom or who are going to be able to indicate and what tools are going to be used to indicate if the behave of this member is out of the scope or out of the guidelines of the principles that we have agreed. So we need to discuss about what are the behaves, as we don't want to have the standards for the general ICANN participations. We need to define who will be able to indicate to this member, to this specific member, or to invite him to behave as these standards. But all of we agree that we need to have something here expressed. I'm okay on that.
Okay, thank you. Yes, well, this is an issue, there are several ways. First, we can leave it as it is, but I agree with Leslie that perhaps this is not the best way forward. Then we can propose to develop standards of behavior for CCNSO working groups. But I don't think that our group should work on that. And the third way is perhaps just to revise the current wording as suggested by Leslie. And then I'd like to ask, Leslie, could you help with fine-tuning this section?
Yes, of course, happy to help. I haven't got a great deal of time just this week, but I will help for a future call.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you very much. So let's agree with that. So by the next call, I hope we can have it in 2 weeks. Probably we'll have a new version to discuss. Thank you very much. But otherwise, I think this guideline is in a very good shape, and I'd like to ask other members of the group, Eduardo and Margarita, please read this guideline and tell us what you think, because I think we, Leslie, Bart, and I went through this guideline so many times that we don't see any problems with it anymore. So your help will be really needed. So that's one. Next is the CCNSO work plan. I don't have much to say about this guideline. It's also in a very good shape. I'd like to ask you, Leslie, Eduardo, Margarita, if you could have some time to look at it and tell us what you think.
Katrina?
Yes.
Sorry. Maybe it's an idea just to run quickly through it, so explain what is happening, the major changes.
Yes. There's a lot of changes. First, we tried to follow the template for guidelines that we agreed upon. We explain what are the different levels of the work plan. So we have yearly work plan and monthly work plan. That's about the work on the council. What work items we have in the plan. This is not the latest version I sent because I think I did not have these yellow parts anymore. These yellow parts are highlighted by Bart. It was okay. It was very close to the. Maybe I sent the wrong document.
This is the one you sent.
In that case, I sent the wrong one. We explain how this yearly work plan is reviewed and adopted. We clearly state responsibilities, not that the draft is sent or the draft is prepared. We clearly say who prepares the draft, who sends it, and who has to respond and contribute to the plan. We still have some issues with the priorities. Now all of a sudden I forgot what we discussed last week. what to do with important and urgent things and not important and not so urgent unless we, in case we don't have enough resources to work on important and urgent issues. Maybe Eduardo and Margarita has something to say. I'll just try to highlight the problem again, as we discussed it last week. Currently, we have priorities, and priorities are, issues and priorities for these issues, for work items, are evaluated according to the following criteria. First is urgency. Another is importance, then needed capacity and available capacity. And in case we don't have capacity to deal with urgent and important issue, we lower its priority. I think a week ago we agreed to remove these IE explanations. But that's as I remember it. But I think we had some other arguments here as well. So the problem here is again that if we don't have enough capacity to deal with an issue, it does not become less important and less urgent. So it still should be of a high priority. But it can be of high priority because we don't have issues or don't have resources to deal with it. So how to evaluate the issues and probably let's not just call it priorities or maybe use some other term here because it's still of a top priority, but unfortunately we cannot deal with it if we don't have people or some other resources to deal with it. Eduardo, Margarita, any comments from you on this? Bart has his hand up. Yes, Bart.
Sorry, Katrina, and this is my fault as well because I forgot. So I got so involved in the discussion last week, I forgot to take the notes. But as I recall, we said the capacity and that needs to be rephrased, becomes part of the importance discussion. And we said we would include, clarify the concept of importance, is to include something like, for example, capacity, etc., which determines its importance. And for example, the impact on the CCTLD community. So that the importance is the weighing factor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Bart, will you have time to fine-tune this part?
Yes. But let me take the notes because that's what I forgot to do last week.
Yeah.
Maybe, Leslie, maybe you recall something like this.
It was a long time ago last week, wasn't it? I've had a lot happen since then. I do vaguely remember the discussion.
Yeah.
Yes, same here. But I do remember it was Leslie's suggestion, and I think that summarized it very, very well. Okay, so if there are no other objections from from Eduardo and Margarita, we just go on with this suggestion. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I think this is this guideline is a good shape, and I think we chose good work of our group. So next one, as you perhaps remember. We used to have this triage committee part as a very small part of this work plan guideline. Currently, the part is completely removed from the work plan guideline, and now we have a separate charter for the CCNSO Council Triage Committee. It's completely new piece of document, and a week ago when I sent it to the list, I asked Margarita, you as a member of the Triage Committee, I asked you to pay attention specifically to this document. Did you have time?
Not yet. But I can do it this week and send my comments.
Okay, thank you very much. So another action point. Margarita reads the charter and sends her comments. So definitely by before the next call. I really would like you to pay attention from a practical perspective. So how does it really show what we're doing? And maybe actually this is an attempt to bring the work of the Triage Committee to a higher level. One of the proposals Bart has here is to have the chair of the Triage Committee. And because currently we don't have a chair, we just we just work. And one of the proposals is to have a vice chair as a chair of the Triage Committee, which is slightly tricky.
We need to think if it's necessary.
Yes, that's if we talk about, for example, from the perspective of the working group guidelines, committee is not a working group, but still it's not a conflict resolution, we agreed. It's, what was the name proposed by Leslie? Standards of behavior. For example, if somebody is not happy, should complain to the chair. And chair is supposed to organize the work of the committee. That's a practical point of view.
Right.
At this moment, yes, we don't have a chair. We just, if we have an incoming request, we just deal with it. And we don't, we're not very well organized.
if it works, don't fix it.
Do we need a chair? That's the question, and that's exactly something that you can read and the charter and just to think if it's really necessary. Okay, so
okay.
That's about the Triage Committee. We have a next one. It's a completely new guideline, CCNSO collaboration groups with a limited scope. I have to admit I haven't had time to go through it yet. Bart, can you briefly comment on it?
Yes. This was, again, the result of the discussion we had last week. And it's a simplified version of the guideline for working groups. As you will know, and a good example is the Triage Committee. There are some other working entities within the CCNSO, like the committees, study groups, ad hoc groups, drafting teams, etc. And the question was whether the guideline for working groups would apply or a more lightweight version, and if it's a more lightweight version, do we want to maintain all these different groups and how are they described? So that's the this is the first attempt to divide between full working groups the more lightweight groups like committees, ad hoc groups, study groups, etc. So more limited in scope and limited in duration as well. So that's the background. It's based on the CCNSO working group, or the guideline for CCNSO working groups, but it's been trimmed down.
Okay, thank you, Bart. Are there any questions?
You have to read it first.
I didn't mean the questions about the particular document. I mean about the idea. Why is it? Why has it surfaced? Because we never had anything like that before. It's just it's a proposal for a new guideline. Because we made the scope of the CCNSO or working group guideline more clear. This is just something to assist. I also have to explain that last week when we discussed the hierarchy of our documents, so we agreed that, well, we did not agree, but I mean, it was quite clear that the bylaws are the paramount on the top of the hierarchy. Then we have CCNSO rules. And then we have guidelines and charters on the same level. That's why, since our charters are more specific and they address specific issues, they are superior. Well, not superior, but they are. Yeah, if you don't know how to resolve an issue and there is a conflict between the guideline and the charter which is adopted by the CCNSO Council, in that case, the charter should be applied. Because they are on the same level, but the charters are more specific. So that was the outcome of the discussion last Monday. That's just about the charter that we had before. But this is still another guideline, and this is about not about usual working groups, but some. Working groups when we don't follow the same heavy, okay, not maybe it's not so heavy, but so formal process. So, are there any questions regarding that? Not about the particular document, but about the idea of this guideline. Bart,
I just want to say reinforce what you were saying. If you just first could focus on the description of these groups. I think that is, over time we've been inflationary in finding new terms and very creative in order to avoid the use of the word term working group. So if you could look at the purpose and the description of these small groups, I think that's probably the most important part of it, and if you feel comfortable with making that distinction between these kind of groups and the working groups, and then probably from that the rest flows, say, because then you don't talk about charters anymore, but say use different names, and in this case we've been, as CCNSO, we've been using purpose or statement of purposes, etc. That will follow by it. But say the main point is it useful to make that distinction between groups? Thank you.
Okay, so
that is firstly, I partly suggested this last week because we didn't want to cover everybody in the working group guideline.
Yeah.
But actually, I mean, I will have a closer look at this one when I have a moment. But I think this addresses that point. My only point would be that we don't want to make this so easy that we do these instead of working groups. So,
yeah.
You know, we'll need to kind of think about the wording so that it's not a shortcut, as it were. Because there is benefit to having the charter and so on, as we do with working groups,
yep.
Particularly where they are kind of big, chunky items of work. So I was just reading quickly down your text, and you were talking about the statement of purpose provided, and you were saying it could be a long-term group. I mean, I view these as you say, much shorter in time and much more limited in scope than working groups. So we need to kind of make sure that we keep those distinctions.
Yeah. and maybe include something like preference for working groups. These are the exceptions.
Yes, that would be helpful. Yeah.
That's a good point. Yes, I agree. Okay, if there are no more questions about these guidelines, so what about the other guidelines? Eduardo and Margarita, how is the work doing on the guidelines assigned to you?
I have to review, but I'm trying to remember. I sent to the group or to Bart the guideline that was assigned to me, but I have to review, and if you don't find it, your emails, I'm going to find it in mine and to review it again, to resend this guideline, because I reviewed the guideline about, I don't remember right now what it was about. But I knew that I did it. I will resend to the group.
Eduardo, you did. You reviewed the guideline on statements and position papers. You didn't find any issues with them. So,
So you think it's a good one?
Yeah, as I saw it, it is updated and it is working as we defined the template. It's also well structured, and I don't see any issue. But that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Margarita. We agreed that you sent some ideas what you think should be described in more detail.
Yes, in my case, I still couldn't find the time to rewrite some parts of the document. So, because I was trying to find the logic between some issues that I detect. So, Give me to the next conference call, and I can send it to the group or to you what is my suggestion.
And send to me, and okay, so very good. So until the next call, I'm waiting for your suggestions how to which parts are missing at the moment in
right.
The document. Okay, so any other business, so to say? Any other issues you'd like to discuss now? Okay, Leslie?
Katrina, it's Leslie. I was just wondering on where we were in terms of involving the new volunteers we have. I know we said that we'd get the council to authorize the new membership and so on. I wondered if it would be able to do that in time for our next call, because I'm very mindful that we're all busy people and it would be good to have a little bit more resource to apply to our task.
Yes, so if I send today to the council and will ask, well, what worries me a little is that most people are on vacations, perhaps are not reading their email, even if they are on a call. But so what do you think, how much time should we give to the council? By the end of the week?
Well, I read my email when I'm on holiday, and I'm sure you do too.
I do too, I know. But
yeah, my point is it would be good to have the new members on board in time for the next call. Whenever we schedule that, and also it may take a while for them to come up to speed, so I don't know if the secretariat are able to help with maybe an induction briefing or something like that for them, My point is really that we could just do with some more resource to apply to the task, and I know you know that.
Yes, that's true, and I agree with you completely. I was thinking about... I think I'll start writing a report, because at some point we'll need to write it anyway, and in that report I'll try to cover the main... our main achievements so far, so that this part, the initial part of the report will serve as introduction to the new members. But yes, I agree with you. It would be really great to have them on the next call. So in 2 weeks, does it work for you?
This is Bart. Could we say I'll be on holidays in 2 weeks? I don't know. You say you can go ahead, but
I think we will go ahead, because otherwise we are really, really behind the schedule.
But
will we have somebody to set up the call?
Oh yes.
Okay.
No, that's no problem at all. Say that continues.
That's excellent.
So if you're talking about the 10th of August, I can do that date.
Let's see. So the next call is scheduled for 10th of August.
10 August, 12 UTC.
Yeah, noon UTC.
So does it work for others as well? Eduardo.
Time for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so to summarize what we do by the next call, today I send an email to the council asking if there are any objections regarding our volunteers. Then Leslie, together with Bart, try to rephrase and fine-tune section 6.2 of the working group's guideline. Then we try to finalize, hopefully finalize, make the final draft, finalize the draft of the work plan guideline in regarding those priorities, right? Then Margarita reviews the CCNSO triage committee draft charter and sends her comments, so you can send them to me. Yes, then we have, I will start reviewing these guidelines, CCNSO collaboration groups with a limited scope. And Margarita also sends us suggestions regarding the parts which are missing, which she thinks are missing in the guideline assigned to you. And I'll try to go through these CCNSO statement guidelines and see what Eduardo just mentioned today. So, and I'll start writing a report to help our new members to catch up with the work we've done so far. So, any other comments? Have I missed anything? Hopefully not. So next call on 10th of August, 12 UTC. Looking forward to hearing you all, and hopefully our new, at least some of our new members will be able to join. So thank you very much for your time and joining the call today. I think we've been quite productive. And please read.
Thanks, Christina. Thanks, Katrina. And thanks, Bob.
Thank you all. Thank you, Christina and Bob.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your holiday. Bye-bye.
Bye.